Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you. The Savage Empire Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Trainer, and it's good to have you back. Let's get into it. We are 6 days away, everybody. Six goddamn days away from the Yankees rolling into DC and putting the champs on notice that the World Series runs through New York. Hope they enjoyed their long summer as champs, because it shit ends in six goddamn days from now. Can you feel it? I can. I'm excited as all hell. I know you guys are. We've been waiting for this forever. This COVID has just been kicking our asses emotionally, physically, and finally, baseball is... well, it's close. I don't want to say 100% certain because you never know what will happen by then, but I don't want to jinx it. We're there. We're six goddamn short days away from seeing baseball, from seeing our boy Cole get up there and shut these guys down. I can't wait. I really can't. I wish it was now, as most of you guys feel the same way, I'm sure. It's long. It's been a long time coming. None of us has ever experienced anything like this before. And hopefully we don't ever have to go through this again, even though we're nowhere near where we need to be in other sports. Maybe the NFL might suffer, but all that aside, the NHL coming back and the NBA coming back, everything else. Right now, we're focused on baseball. This is our pastime. This is what we're here for. And we're six goddamn short days away. You get goosebumps yet? I do. Let's get into the notes. Chapman's out with COVID. I think like LeMay, he was symptomatic. So the effects are really not hounding him. I think he posted a picture of him working out at home. So that's good. Speaking of LeMahieu, he's back. So that's great. That put an end, as I posted on Twitter the other day, that put a quick end to my who starts the season at second base between Wade and Tyro. But LeMahieu came back quick and said, nope, I got it. And we're all better for that, believe me. So we'll get to it as the games get closer. When Boone puts out the roster, I'll certainly report on it, and we'll know who makes the team. I don't know if they'll carry both Wade and Tyro Estrada, but me personally, I think the Yanks tend to lean towards Wade. I think they trust him more. I think he's kind of like at the point now where it's shit or get off the pot for him in terms of the team. So they're going to give him the opportunity. I think Tyro is somebody that's either in their plans for the future as a bench guy or possible starter or a trade piece. I don't know, but that's down the line. We don't need to get into that now. It's just LeMahieu's back, and that's what matters right now. He's on the field today working on double play turns with our boy Glaber. So it's an exciting day. Just seeing that alone was enough to just put a smile on your face. And I'm sure everybody has seen video of it now, just seeing him walking out of the dugout, being back on the field. The guys are so happy to have him back. I mean, he made a big difference for that team. He could have been the MVP. Definitely the MVP of the team last year. So it's great. Things are starting to trend. More injury news. Tanaka had a very good bullpen session. Impressed the hell out of Matt Blake. He thinks he's ready to go. I think they're going to bring him along slowly still. I wouldn't expect to see him because he hasn't pitched yet in the inter-squad game. I don't think we'll see him until possibly the third series would be my guess. And I think even then he'll be like on a 50 to 60 pitch count. And they'll work him up. And we'll see what goes there. But he thinks he's ready. I think he's ready. But medically, you know, with concussions, you got to take these things slow. I mean, ask Clint. He knows about that. And speaking of Clint, Clint's been taking a lot of crap lately, I guess on social media, according to him, about his decision to wear his mask even in the plate when he's at bat. Do you blame this guy? Now, medical, politics, everything else aside, people are going to believe what they believe. Me personally, I think you should wear a mask, even if you don't believe it, because what's the goddamn harm in it? You know what I mean? If the virus is going to make you sick not wearing one, then it'll make you sick. If you do wear one, then wear one, because it puts everybody else at ease. And it's not always about you. This is what, you know, some people need to remember, that it's not always about you. It's supposed to be for the betterment of mankind. But, you know, people are selfish. What do you want? But anyway, back to my point. So, Clint, you know, he's out there saying, listen, if people are pissed, whatever. He doesn't care. And he's right. And he doesn't have time to care. This man, with his injury history, his shaky relationship with the brass, he has been given chance after chance. And something always seems to happen. This guy would have been our starting right fielder this year if COVID hadn't come along, because Judge was out with the broken rib, Stanton was out with the leg, Hicks was out. So you were looking at an outfield made up of Brett Gardner. You know what I mean? So, you know, either he was our left fielder or he was our right fielder. Well, most likely would have been right. Talkman probably in center and Gardner in left, or flip Gardner and Talkman, but Talkman's a better defender. But anyway, I digress. It doesn't matter. He had the opportunity. He was going to start. And COVID came along, and just this kid is snake bitten with just bad luck. And it's sad because I feel like most of us fans are pulling for him. And he's got the talent. I think defensively he needs a lot of work, but offensively he can hit. He can hit with anybody. And so if he feels that he needs to wear the mask because in his head it makes him feel safe, and he's given himself every chance, every precaution that he needs to take to be able to get on the field for one and stay on the field, that's brilliant. Because Yogi said the game is half mental. So in his head, a positive outlook is everything for him. It gives him confidence, and he can play with it. He's been playing with it right now, and he's trying. He's doing everything he can to get on that field, and that should be admired. And nobody should be out there trying to, you know, call him a sheep or any other bullshit because they don't agree with his decision. I don't think he's doing this shit for political reasons. I mean, I think he's doing it because he feels like that gives him the best chance to not get sick. And if he believes that, great. He feels that he's in a box with a catcher and an umpire. That's three people within a 3-foot space. Yeah, I don't blame him at all. And neither should you. And if you do, then get, you know, don't fucking cheer for him, man. Don't even cheer for the team with your bullshit. Because you're putting your bullshit over his needs and what he needs to do to get out there on the field. It has nothing to do with you or what you believe. You're just being a dick. So, Judge is back. Him and Stanton. They went back-to-back home runs against Paxton, who made his first inter-squad start. I didn't see anything other than that in terms of how good Paxton was for the rest of his pitch limit. So I have no idea, but that's all I had heard, that Judge and Stanton took him deep back-to-back in the first, which is great for Judge and really great for Stanton because, Christ, I mean, even in inter-squad games, Stanton's getting killed by Yankee Twitter out there. It's ridiculous, the hate that this guy gets. It's unfair. Oh, he's always hurt. So is Judge. But you don't kill Judge. I know why you kill Stanton. You kill Stanton because he makes all that goddamn money. This is A-Rod shit all over again, and it's getting ridiculous. Are you paying his salary? You're not paying it. Certainly not paying it this year. We're not going to be allowed in the games. So what do you care how much he makes? You think Garrett Cole is going to earn all $36 million he makes a year? I mean, $36 million a year. He has one bad start. Are you guys going to be out there killing him? That's what I want to know. I need to know this because some of you people are ridiculous and it shows. And it's embarrassing and it makes us as a fan base look bad. You should be out there cheering for these guys, trying to encourage these guys. You cheer for the laundry. You'll be the first motherfuckers that'll be up there when he hits a big game-winning home run or something like that. And you're going to be like, yeah, sit the fuck down. You didn't cheer for him now. You don't get to cheer for him later. Unbelievable. And then yesterday on Twitter, I'm on there. And this will lead to my point of this episode now. But I'm reading about how one guy was talking about how he prefers A-Rod to Derek Jeter. How he liked him more as a player. And then everybody fucking, like, attacked him. And it was ridiculous. A-Rod's a scumbag. How can you like A-Rod more than Jeter? He didn't say, like, as people. He says as a Yankee, he preferred A-Rod to Jeter. Hey, I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret, people. I mean, come closer. Put your ears to the speaker because you're going to need to hear this. A-Rod was a better player than Jeter. Shh. Take a minute. Let it sink in. Accept it and move on. All right? They're both retired now. It doesn't matter anymore. A-Rod, statistically, was a better player than Derek Jeter. That's not even disputable. Okay? Just look at the goddamn numbers. He was a better defensive shortstop. He moved to third base because this was Jeter's team. Now, if you want to get into leadership and tangible things like that, yeah, Jeter has got him beat there. Clutch, Jeter was clutch. We all know the things Jeter did for us. Him saying he liked A-Rod as a better player, to him, is an opinion, folks. It's an opinion. That's his opinion. Statistically, he's not wrong. But people jumped all over him. So it got me thinking, because one of the things I read was, He's not a true Yankee. He was never one of us. What the hell does that mean? He was never one of us? A-Rod was never one of us. He won a World Series with us. He was a big part of winning that World Series with us. How do you people forget? I know Matsui got the MVP because he crushed Pedro. And basically, I don't care how many years Pedro played after that. That was it for him. His career was over. Matsui just put a dagger in him. But anyway, you forget, A-Rod got us there. It's a big part to getting us there. I remember, honestly, I remember A-Rod doing more in those playoffs in 09 than Jeter did. I mean, am I forgetting something? If I am, let me know. At Savage Empire Pod on Twitter. Let me know. And I'll correct myself. But the hate that this guy was getting. And I'm not going to use people's names because I don't want to call people out like that. People have the right to their opinion. I know we're supposed to be all tolerant and all that shit. But, you know, like somebody's got to stick up every now and then. And I have the means and the platform to do so, and I'm doing it. He was wrong. Or not he. Other people were wrong for ripping on him. And he's out there like, Christ. Because now you're just, you're fighting everybody. And for what? Because he prefers A-Rod to Jeter. I'm dumbfounded. I really am. Now, because the one guy had wrote, he's not one of us, he's not a true Yankee, I had posted yesterday that in response to that being thrown around, I wanted to know what people's definition was about being a true Yankee. And my buddy JT Kirkman, at JT Kirkman, capital W, capital F, wrote, great Yankee moments. When I think of them, it's in a Yankee uniform. What more do you need? Yankee moments. How many good Yankee moments has A-Rod had since he came here in 04? He won a fucking MVP. He won a World Series with us. He helped us win that World Series. He wasn't a passenger like Aubrey Huff was. You know, that scumbag with the San Francisco Giants. He was a big catalyst in that. You want to talk about PEDs and his character? That's a whole other issue. I'm talking about on the field as a player. PEDs are one thing. At this point, I don't even care about the PEDs anymore. If the majority of the league was doing it, decades, anabolic to HGH and everything in between and everything after. It evolved over since the 80s, probably before that. And baseball played a blind eye to it. They profited off of it. I'm not going to sit here and kill people. These steroid guys that are on the ballot, that are paying the price now because the journalist who helped cover all that shit up want to keep them buried and, you know, they're the keeper of the gate, so to speak, then they can sit the fuck down, get off their high horse. It's, you know, these guys put up the numbers. And if baseball museum, the Hall of Fame, is nothing but a museum, and museum has history in it, the steroid era is part of a history. And these guys were the best players in that era. I'm sorry. Bonds, Clemens, A-Rod, who will be up next year. You know, some guys already snuck in. And another douchebag is going to sneak in next year, probably in Big Poppy. Because everybody liked him. But that's a whole other issue, and that'll be a rant for next year. But what is your definition of a true Yankee? What is your definition of one of us? Is it strictly homegrown guys? Because let me tell you something, if it's strictly homegrown guys, then you need to stop loving Paul Neal and stop loving Tino Martinez and David Cohn, because those guys came in on trades, free agent signings. You know, you're only allowed to love Derek Jeter and Jorge Posada from back in those days, and Mariano Rivera. That's it. Shane Spencer. A couple other guys like that. Bernie, you can love Bernie. That's it. So it was like a handful of like four or five guys from like each era. Is that why we love Judge more than we love Stanton? Because he's a homegrown. He's one of us. And you can't like Gerrit Cole, even though we drafted him, but he shunned us and he went to college. And then he got drafted by Pittsburgh. He's ours now. He hasn't had his Yankee moment. He will. Will you consider him one of us then? If he brings us, let's say he brings us three rings in his 9 years, will he be one of us then? Will he be a true Yankee? Do you consider CeCe Sabathia to be a true Yankee? I consider him to be the very definition of a true Yankee. Guess what? He spent half his career not with us. I know it seems like a long time ago. We've had him for 10 years. He was playing years before that. So by your definition and standards, he's not a true Yankee. You can't be selective on this kind of shit. That's why I like JT's response here. I like his Yankee moment. Does that mean Giambi was a true Yankee? We all remember that walk-off grand slam. I guess it depends. Me personally, you have to have been contributing, playing hard, not just a passenger, and you got to win. Now, winning can be taken in many different ways. Doesn't have to be a championship, because it's very hard to win a championship. And God knows there's people on teams that get a ring, like Aubrey Huff in San Francisco Giants, who didn't deserve one, who didn't do a goddamn thing to earn one. Would you call them a true member of that team? So we got plenty of that. The money is always going to be an issue with people. And it was with A-Rod when he was the richest player in the world, when he got that first 10-year contract and everybody's bullshit. The pressure that these guys have to go to when they sign those contracts. And granted, that's part of the gig. I understand that. But you know what, motherfucker? You're not turning down that contract. If someone gave you a 10-year, 300-something million-dollar contract, you're saying, where do I sign? Without even thinking about what that means. I would. I'm not judging you. I would, too. I would sign that thing before they even finished telling me what the terms were. Boom. Done. When do I hit the field? But maybe my mentality is a little bit different than some of these players. I think I can deal with it. I think, being that I was born in New York, spent the first few years of my life there, grew up in the streets. Most of you people are still there. New York is tough. And you carry that with you everywhere you go. Anybody who's ever lived in New York and moved will always refer to themselves as a New Yorker, because that's the mentality. That's a privilege. Maybe we take that and we apply it to these baseball players. He's a true Yankee because he came up through the system. He's New York tough. This guy came in as a free agent. He's making all this money, but he can't handle the toughness. He can't deal with the pressure. That's true for some people. I don't believe that to be true for Stanton. I think people need to give him a little bit of a break. Judge gets hurt just as much as he does. And nobody says shit about that. Is it because he's on a friendly deal? Is it because he's one of ours? Quote, unquote. I guess that's up to you guys to decide. I'm just laying out a case. That if you're going to have that kind of ideals, you have to apply it to everybody. It can't be a case by case. You can't be like, this guy's a true Yankee, that guy's not a true Yankee. I bet you, I can guarantee you, I put fucking money on it, that there's some fools out there right now that will say LeMahieu is a true Yankee and Stanton is not. Are you fucking kidding me? First off, one hasn't been here longer than the other. Really, Stanton was here a year longer. Both great players. LeMahieu, I guess, had his signature moment in the World Series right before, we won't get into that. You all know what I'm talking about. I guess everybody's waiting for Stanton to have some kind of a playoff moment. I mean, maybe that's what your guys are judging him on, his playoff moment. I think it's coming. I think it's coming. And when it does, it's going to be big. And I think we need to get ready for that. But you can't shit on him and then cheer for him when he comes through finally. And I bet a lot of people did that with A-Rod. When the whole time he was here. Because it's easy. It's lazy. And the majority of the people want to do it. So it's easy to do it. Well. If being a fan of this team was easy. We'd be fucking Met fans. We'd be fucking any other team's fans. We're the Yankees. And I know we hold our players to higher standards. But you got to be fair, too, with them. This whole not one of ours bullshit and not a true Yankee stuff doesn't apply when these people out there busting their ass for us. And don't get me wrong. I hate that he strikes out a lot. It drives me nuts that he chases those goddamn off-speed pitches away. But if a pitcher messes up and he gets a hold of one, it's gone. And that's what they pay him for. So that's what we have to wait on. But you guys are ready to pounce on him no matter what. And he can't do anything right. And if he hits a game-winning home run, if he hits a walk-off to win the World Series, you're going to say, about time. About time. Sit the fuck down. You don't get to celebrate a championship if that happens. Turn the TV off. Go back to fucking bed. True Yankee bullshit. Is Luis Soho a true Yankee? Nobody ever talks about him. He basically won us the World Series in 2000. Ricky Henderson, is he a true Yankee? I know a lot of people love Ricky. They loved him when he was here. He's played for like 15 teams in like 30 years. Is he a true Yankee? How about Reggie? He was here for like 5 years. consider Reggie a true Yankee. He wasn't one of ours. We didn't groom him. He came from Oakland. I mean, you got to think about it. It's true Yankees, and I agree with JT. He's right, and I think he nailed it. It's the Yankee moments. If you can remember a Yankee moment with that player, the bigger the moment, the bigger the memory, it's just, that's what makes him a true Yankee. And I don't think anybody in the organization would say it any other way. Even Kay says it sometimes in his calls. Signature moment. If you do something positive and helps the Yankees win games, championships, whatever, and people remember you as doing so, that's what makes you a Yankee. This whole one of ours thing, I don't even consider. We've had more free agents come here. Is Babe Ruth a true Yankee? I mean, he came from Boston. I know people like to not think about those years. I would say he's had a few Yankee moments. I would think so. But he's not one of ours. Or is he? I think he is. He's one of ours. You know why he's one of ours? Because he was great. And he was with us. True Yankees, folks. True Yankees. What does it mean to you? I guess that's for everybody to decide. But you got to be careful with it. Especially when you put that shit on social media. Because people remember these things. And then you're going to get somebody screenshotting it, and they're going to reply to you, is this you? And you're going to have to defend that. Be fair and be consistent. That's what it's about. Really, I mean, true Yankee is just a, it's about the big moments. The moments make the player. Stanton's had a couple with us so far since he's been here. I know we forget about it because he's been off the field more and he's been on the field. He's had a couple moments. Gut feeling tells me he's got a few more left in him before it's all said and done. Just hang tight. Well, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to let you guys dwell on that for a while. Any comments you can leave to me at Savage Empire Pod on Twitter. Please like, share, review this podcast. Subscribe. Tell all your friends about it. Say, oh, you got to listen to this asshole telling us what a true Yankee is. It's good entertaining talk, believe me. So, I thank you for your time. And until next time, go Yankees.